The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
737, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Clouds this morning and probably all day long. 23 is where we sit now. 37 for the high later on today. There is a slight chance of rain or snow later on this afternoon.
Slight chance.
It's a very slight chance.
Ha! I laugh in your face, Mother Nature.
I thought you were laughing at me.
You can't do anything to me.
Chris.
I dare you.
Chris.
Bring it.
Can't wait for the headlines tomorrow.
Freak lightning strike.
It's local DJ.
Causes man to go mute. Yay, Mother Nature. 59% of wives.
Wives.
Say they would rather have a bald husband than one with a beer belly.
Okay. Give me the number again now.
59% of wives.
Okay.
So that's pretty close.
Would rather have...
I don't know that 41% said they'd rather have the beer belly.
Right, but if they had to pick one, which... Okay, interesting.
So here's our question. If you had to choose one or the other, and it's you have to choose.
Yeah, don't say, well, neither or both. I'm fine.
Neither. Of course, neither. Would you rather have your husband be bald or have a beer belly? Called my wife. I said, hey, I have a question for you, a poll question. Would you rather have your husband have a beer belly or be bald? And she said, I get to get rid of one of them.
It's a poll question. Yeah. I'm not asking to make a lifestyle change.
336-1019. If you had to pick one, would you rather your husband be bald or have a beer belly?
The Chris and Doc Show. KTWB.
Hi, KTWB. Would you rather your husband have a beer belly or be bald?
Mine has both, actually, and he's still adorable.
Aww.
The Chris and Doc Show.
Beer butt, pretty little girl, rocking the beer gut. Rocking the beer gut. Rocking the beer gut.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
Well, that was an appropriate song. That's a trailer choir. Rocking the beer gut. 749, it's the Chris and Doc Show.
Morning. Clouds this morning at 23. We'll see a high today of 37 or so, and a chance of some precipitation for later on today into Thursday night.
The question today, if you had to choose one over the other, would you rather have your husband be bald or have a beer belly?
Should we go to Facebook?
We should have our off-air conversation.
No, we should not. Well, for two reasons. One, we don't.
This stream. One, though, if you could hear the conversation that we have, Doc and I are actually arguing during the music about.
Well, we're not arguing.
About who's hotter, which guy is hotter. We're trying to find guys with beard. Well, what about that guy? He's hot.
He looks
right?
Good bald.
He's fat. He's got the gut, but he's. It's
disturbing is what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Facebook.com/KTWBFM.
Here's my favorite. By the way, bald is winning on Facebook. Facebook.com/KTWBFM. I think somebody came up with a very good point. Pam says, depends if he has a nice shaped head or not.
That's true.
Because you could have a skinny guy with a weird looking bald noggin.
We used to work with a guy who shaved. He was a young guy, and he shaved his head, and he looked like the guys from Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the aliens with their pointy head, and their. He had a really weird head.
Who are we talking about?
Let me write it down. Because
I can only think of one guy, and he had like the perfect head for baldness. So,
remember that guy?
Oh.
He was a young guy, yes. And he showed up with his head shaved, and I was like, whoa.
I forgot all about that one.
Don't do that.
I was thinking of somebody else.
Who had a nice shaped head.
Yes.
Who was that? I think you can say that.
I can. Do you remember Kit Callahan, who used to work here?
Sure.
He's got a good-looking dome. And when we first started working together.
And a beer gut. When's the last time you saw him?
It's been a while.
I saw him recently.
Is he rocking the beer gut?
He's rocking the beer gut. Hi, KTWB. Would you rather have your husband be bald or have a beer gut?
Bald.
Bald. Why bald?
The beer belly may be an underlying condition for something else. Like, he could have more health problems, and I guess I'd rather they be alive than dead.
Thanks for bumming us out.
Wow. I thought I was just fat. Now you're telling me I'm going to die.
Chris and Doc Show.